teacher won't let me miss this math test.
Oh, really? She won't let you miss a math test?
No, I asked to make it up, and she was like, "You can't make it
You
up."
can't
I was
make
like,
up any
"Oh,
test in college, you idiot."
okay." Yes, you. I mean, people have done it.
Don't think so.
You need like an excuse to make it up, but yeah, because now and they kick people out of their dorms at like 6 p.m. So
Six
I'll be
PMs?
like, so I'll just be like, I'll just be waiting in the library for like 3 hours.
Sounds nice.
Not at all.
Three.
My phone is on 45%.
Three, two, one. What's going on, guys? Small Dog Dan here, Mail for Niv'em, episode 29,
Yo.
Pool Boys. This is a special episode.
Why is this a special episode?
Yeah, what me and Mel just did, I decided, let's make a skit series that definitely didn't steal the idea from anyone. And we're going to do a weekly skit, and we're going to be going into the adventures of our, like, we're just like going through like our old voices.
The characters we've brought up over the past few years.
Yeah, so I decided to do that. And it's pretty good, I think. Recording was pretty well.
And once again, we're all about original ideas here, mm-hmm. Pool Boys HQ, and it was our original, Small Dog's original idea. I can't take credit for this.
Thank you. Matt was a little embarrassed because he's out in the public. So you can.
I am out in the public. Luckily, it's 11 o'clock at night and half the campus went home already.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we are live, and Mel, you've already got mad at me for putting this down, the first topic, but I'm going to say Tom Brady's dead.
Which I don't understand what he's trying
to say. If we're being honest, I didn't watch a single minute of that football game, but all I heard was bad things about the Patriots offense.
Okay, first of all, Patriots offense has been bad all season.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Is it Tom Brady? Like, is Tom
it's
Brady
not
like,
Tom
at the end of his
Brady.
Career?
Okay, yesterday it was pouring rain.
Ooh.
It was pouring rain out. So add that in the fact that half the team dropped every ball past them, which didn't help out. Edelman's been like, I don't know what's up with him. He drops passes that he usually makes now.
Mm-hmm.
N'Keal Harry, he had a big touchdown, but he dropped like three passes after he caught that touchdown. I mean, we tried to establish a run game, which we haven't been able to do all season, but
Michelle had 85 yards. It looks pretty good.
Yeah, I mean,
20 rushes, 4.3 yards per
I would say he carried it like 20 times.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, but it didn't result.
But yeah, Tom Brady is dead, man. He is just a walking corpse. His defense is holding him up.
Brady has not had any time to throw the ball. Yesterday was a lot better because Isaiah Wynn came back, who's a far better tackle than Newsome, who is so bad.
He used to be in the Giants.
He is so bad.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, when Brady had a little more time, and he was making passes. People were just dropping a lot of passes.
I don't know. If it was up to me, I would say Tom Brady is a dead man.
Dallas' defense is also very good. So.
They're 6-5.
Still good defense. I mean, terrible. They don't have a good offense. I mean, if you want to talk about the Patriots right now, their defense is unbelievable.
Their defense is unbelievable, but then you can say Tom Brady had to play in the rain. Didn't the Cowboys also have to play in the rain?
Yeah, and they played worse.
Okay, did they?
Yes, they lost.
Dak Prescott had more passing yards.
But they lost.
I know, but still.
Also, the Cowboys have like one of the best offensive lines in the league.
That's not true anymore.
One of. I didn't say they do have the best offensive line anymore.
That they just have that stigma going for them, but it's kind of been it's been over the years it's been getting worse and worse. People keep getting injured and stuff, so that's not the best, but it's still good.
I understand that, but it's still one of the best offensive lines.
But yeah. I mean, hey. You know, I'm just saying, someone has to put the conversation out there. And you know what? No one has said Tom Brady and the Patriots have ever been dead, and I'm going to do it here.
You want to know a conversation no one's been putting out there?
What
how about the Giants being little brother right now? Like, these Jets could make playoffs.
Well, first of all, the Jets are not making the playoffs.
They could make playoffs.
I'm telling you. You want to put money?
Sounds like little brother talk over here.
Second of all,
is this what they do? The Jets, they just like pat your head, rub your belly.
Yeah.
See, they read you to the.
Uh-huh.
Bro, I gotta start walking away. People are starting to walk towards me. I'm out of here.
All I have to say to that is, who has more Super Bowls? Who has more success? overall franchise highs, you know?
I mean, so you're talking about that. I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the glory days. Let's go back to 1969 when the Jets were good.
Why don't you stop living in the past?
Yeah.
Live in the future. Mm-hmm. Jets are living in the future right now.
Well, it looks like Patriots fans technically always live in the past when they talk about their 6 Super Bowls.
But we're going to win another one this year, so you're thinking I'm thinking about the future.
That's disgusting. How dare you?
I'm thinking about the future.
Daniel Jones?
I mean, it looks like Sam Darnold is big brother to Daniel Jones at this point.
Listen, all right. I wish the Giants can also play the Giants, the Redskins, and the Raiders in the last
Jets
3 weeks.
You lost to them 1-on-1.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying I wish the Giants can versus the Giants and then the Redskins and then the Raiders. I wish that could happen. But we don't. We can't verse those teams.
Okay, yeah, you got the verse worst teams.
What?
NFC East is terrible.
Okay. Are you saying, how much better is the AFC East if they all is the Patriots?
They have two top teams in the AFC
The
right
Bills
now,
the are, AFC. Listen, Mel.
The Bills are good.
Mel, you know I like the Bills. You know I like Josh Allen.
The Bills are good.
The Bills are not a good team.
Bills are a good team.
The Bills are not a good team.
Bills are a good team. Come on.
The Bills
Even say they're not. Their defense is great. Josh Allen's been playing all right.
They're not the best team, all right? They're a good team, but not the best team. And also, they're the Jets and the Dolphins in the division, so.
Well, the Jets used to be okay. I mean, Dolphins weren't terrible last year.
What? They had like 7 wins.
2 years ago. How much is that? 2 years ago.
Supposed to be good.
They weren't terrible 2 years ago?
I think they were.
They weren't. They don't play playoffs. What was the year the Dolphins had Jay Cutler?
That was 2 years ago.
Was it really? Stop. Yeah. It was not 2 years ago.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, it was not. They had Tannehill 2 years ago. 2 years ago, they made playoffs.
Tannehill wasn't playing. That's why they had Cutler.
No.
Yeah?
No way. Cutler was not 2 years ago.
You want money on it?
Remember the Patriots versus
Jay
Cutler Dolphins
played for Miami
in
2017.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That was 2 seasons ago.
Yeah, that's because Tannehill tore his ACL the year before. That's when they made the playoffs, and they had Matt Morris their starting QB against the Steelers, and he got killed.
That's what I'm thinking of. Yeah, that wasn't Jay Cutler.
No, that was 3 years ago.
So Jay Cutler was 3 years ago, not 2 years ago.
No, Jay Cutler was 2 years ago. Jesus Christ.
Which was the Matt Moore one, then?
Matt Moore was 3 years ago. Oh, my God. You were so
funny. Okay. All right, okay.
I have a question. We had a huge debate in our group of friends. Who is the better? Who is the worst franchise in New York?
Mets?
No.
Jets?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't believe you said the Mets.
I don't know. You guys have been so embarrassing.
Yeah, but at least we're sometimes confident.
But even when you're confident, you guys just still shit on them.
What?
Even when you guys are competent, you guys like it's still not.
Yeah, but like it's like who's been more successful as a team, the Jets or the Mets?
Yes. How about this? Who's the best Jets quarterback of all time?
that's the problem.
Chad Pennington.
Mark Sanchez.
Chad Pennington is actually the best quarterback of all time.
That's pretty sad. Well, actually, I would say Boomer Esiason.
People say Joe Namath, but.
Nah,
didn't Joe Namath play for like 5 years?
You say the Boomer Esiason.
How long did Joe Namath play?
But, actually, no, not Boomer Esiason. I thought he was there for a long amount of time. He was only there for 3 years.
Dude, my phone is on 37 now. Sick.
But yeah, we had a whole fight saying with one guy with name rhymes with prick said that the Knicks are the worst team in New York history.
They're one of.
They're definitely one of. So are the Mets and the Jets, but the Knicks in the 80s and the 90s were one of those dominant teams.
I might put the Knicks over the Jets. I mean, over the Mets.
No, I would say the Mets are better than the Jets, than the Knicks.
I mean, I think it goes Jets, Knicks.
Yes,
I mean, Joe Namath played. Oh, he played for 13 years? Did not know that. Wow.
Wow.
I thought Joe Namath like won a Super Bowl and just left.
No.
Wow.
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 Yeah, but so it's definitely it definitely goes Jets, Knicks, Mets. And you can also make the case that Rangers might be worse than the Mets.
Oh, right. I mean, they won in the 90s. That's really it. That's
they have, like, what, 2 Stanley Cups, is it?
One in the 90s. I don't know when they won the other one. They have 4
Stanley Cups. 1928, 1933, 1940, 1994.
No, I mean, if you're going to say the Rangers are bad, then the Rangers aren't the same par as the Mets then.
I would say they were because they're just there for so long. They're one of, like, the most premier teams in the sport, and yet they could never have success.
But you're telling – Are you saying yes?
Liam, they're treated as, like, the New York Yankees of hockey.
Yeah, I know. It makes no sense. They've never been really that good. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've been really good, but, like, they've never – wait, I'm so confused. Do you think the Rangers and Mets are basically the same thing?
I would say that so.
I mean, they're pretty much like the Rangers made the Stanley Cup.
Might be worse historically than the Mets.
Historically,
yeah. Like, who's like been like a better franchise?
I don't know. I mean, U.S. have 2 World Series. I'm pretty sure they have 2 Stanley Cups.
They have 4. We just went over this. They have 4, but 3 of them were before 1941.
Who the
Rangers? The Mets. Yeah,
that's
the Mets.
That doesn't count. Those don't count.
Yeah, exactly. They have won since they have won championship since 1941, and that was in 1994. You had to say it might be the Rangers might be worse than the Mets.
Yeah, I mean, I think the Rangers are like on par with the Mets. I don't think they're worse than the Knicks.
You can make the case. That's all I'm saying. You can make
the
case
only because the Rangers won in the 90s.
Mets won in the 80s.
Yeah, but the Knicks didn't win. Well, when was the last time the Knicks won?
72, I think it is.
Yeah, exactly. So well, I'm not saying Jets, I say Jets, Knicks, Mets, Rangers.
And then I would say Islanders, Giants.
Even the Islanders? No, wait. Even the Islanders.
The Islanders had that, the four-peat, so I would just say they're above the Rangers.
The four-peat, which was in the
80s, 90s.
80s, yeah. Wait.
Yeah, but going 4 in a row, I would give them a bet of the Rangers.
If you want, how about the last decade? The last 2 decades.
The Rangers have been good in the last 2 decades.
Rangers have been good the last 2 decades.
No, but I would say the Islanders are better historically than the Rangers.
Historically, with the last 2 decades.
Yeah, but like that's not where we're arguing. We're arguing who's the worst, like the worst franchise.
The Islanders were legit bought by a con artist.
That's true.
They were bought by a con artist had no money. No, it's not even that.
Ah, okay. Well, this you is my, so, this is my power stories of New York franchises.
You never heard the story of the dude who...
I can care less about that, Liam.
It was a 30. It was a 30 for 30. I forgot the
dude's name. I hate hockey, so I really don't care, to be honest.
No, it was insane. This dude legit bought the Islanders with no money whatsoever.
That's just ball of shit.
It really is ball of shit. Like,
The Mets were also conned by a pyramid scheme, so...
The Mets aren't a real franchise, if you really think about it.
So my power rankings would be Yankees 1, Giants 2.
As best?
Yeah. Islanders 3.
I guess you have to be Yankees.
Islanders 3, Rangers 4, Mets 5. Do we count the Bills and the Nets?
Yes.
Okay, so then I would say...
Dude, if you want to do that, you got to put the Bills up higher.
No, I'll put the Bills at the bottom.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Mets.
So Knicks, so we said, so Yankees, Giants, Islanders, Rangers, Knicks, Nets,
Red Bulls,
Bills, and then Jets. Wait, would the Jets be at the bottom or the Bills be at the bottom?
Long Island Ducks.
I think the Bills might be in the bottom, then the Jets. So let's actually say Jets, then Bills.
Because the Bills, the Jets actually have a Super Bowl.
The Bills did make the Super Bowl 4 years in a row.
And they lost every single year.
That's true. I'm just having all right, Giants a second.
What would your ranking be this decade?
This decade?
No, last 2 decades. Last like 2 2000, decades? 2000 from that.
Oh, do you put the Yankees 1 or the Giants 1?
No, you can't. You can't put the Yankees 1.
You might have to put the Giants 1.
I think Giants
1. Well, do we count 2000 in the last 2 decades, or?
2000 is technically zero, so it doesn't really
exactly
count.
That's the whole argument. Does because there was no year zero? Did you know there was no year zero?
Well, technically, yeah, because technically 2000 would be year zero.
Exactly. So I guess 2000 doesn't count then.
It was also I don't think 2000. I don't,
why so do we go Giants then Yankees?
I say Giants. Yankees, I guess you have to.
The Yankees are the only team that won the championship that in the decade.
Giants, Yankees.
Mets?
No,
Mets made two. Mets made a World Series in the last two decades.
Yeah, but I have Rangers over Mets.
That's true. Yeah, I'll go Rangers then Mets. That's right. You're right. You're right there. Rangers, Mets. Nick?
I mean, even if you're...
I'm taking out the Bills and the Nets. I don't care about the Bills and the Nets
anymore. Jets have to be after Mets because they did. I mean, they made the AFC Championship 2 years in a row, and
the Knicks. Yeah, but the Knicks had like those good couple years where they were making the playoffs.
Yeah, but they weren't like
they made the championship in 2001, was it, or 2000?
Who?
The Knicks.
They made the championship then?
Yeah, it's either 2000 or 2001 championship. I forget which one it was.
Couldn't have been one of those. 2002, probably.
No, they versus the Spurs. Was it 9? Was it 2000? Let me see.
Was that when you guys had Marbury?
No, it was 1999.
You guys had Marbury?
Yeah, that was the year we had Marbury. So it was 99, so that doesn't count then. Well, wait, this is in the last two decades. No, whatever. What did I say? 2000?
No, it's just two. It's 2001 and up.
Okay. So then, yeah, I guess I would go. So Giants, Yankees, Rangers, Giants, Yankees. Mets, Jets. Then Knicks.
And Bills have
and
to
then,
be last.
Oh, well, Islanders, and then Islanders are last.
No, it's...
No, we're not counting the Bills and Nets anymore. Fuck the Bills and Nets.
We're not going to count? No. I mean, if you were to count the Bills, it'd just be... It'd be Mets, Islanders, Nets, Bills.
No, it'd be Mets, Jets, Knicks, Islanders, Bills.
No, Nets are in front of the Bills.
No.
Nets? Bills made the
playoffs. Both those teams fucking suck. The Nets didn't make a championship. The Nets didn't make a championship.
Bills made the playoffs once.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but those years with the Nets were just so bad.
Yeah, but like the Bills.
No,
like,
but also the Nets made the championship in the last decade. In the last 2 decades. So,
yeah. You try to keep telling yourself the Bills made a championship 1 year.
Playoffs. Yeah, you're right.
Playoffs. No,
you're right.
Well, how's my phone? It's on 28 now.
All right, just put in a little power mode.
I guess.
I'm just happy the Giants are first. I'm happy we agreed the Giants are the best team.
Giants for Yankees don't deserve that spot.
You can also make the argument, who's better in the last decade, the Mets or the Yankees?
Who's the real little brother?
Exactly. Who made a World Series in the last decade?
I mean, you had to say Mets.
Exactly.
Actually, I don't know. The Yankees still haven't had a losing season.
Yeah, but the Mets made a World Series.
That is true.
We hung a flag that said 2015 NL champions. So,
you guys really, the Mets were such a squandered team.
Next year's the year.
You guys have money, right? It's not. I mean,
no, we have no money.
Do you?
No, like, we have like $17 million. Like we have, like if we won to get like a premier player, we have to go over the cap.
How much is Cespedes hitting you with?
If Cespedes plays, then I won't complain about Cespedes' contract. That's all I'm going to say.
He's the greatest Met player to ever live.
I'm not going into this conversation.
It's our weekly. It's our weekly thing to say.
Yeah,
we get it.
So Zeke stat, Liam, Ezekiel Elliott has ran for over 20 yards once this season.
Is that good?
Ryan Tannehill has done it 3 times.
Is that good?
Yikes.
That's pretty bad.
As Tyler M once said, don't sign your running back to your high contracts.
Never sign your running back. As also Tyler One once said,
she's just having a little sex, bro. She'll text back later.
Yes. And also, let's take this top off, Jackie. I'm finna flex.
He also said, D-Roll stuck in what's it called?
They chanted MVP, but I don't know. But you don't know what that spells.
Yeah. What's the door? What's those revolving? Derrick Rose stuck in a revolving door. He'll be back soon.
Yeah. what else is there? Wait, there's one. There's another really sad one. Wait, before we move on, I have to pull it up.
She's just having a little cunnilingus. She'll hit you back in the monogram soon.
That one always hits hard every time you see it. Oh, wait, no. Never mind. I thought it was one, but it wasn't one.
Okay, let's move on. Mason Rudolph. So, suspension hearing happened this week. And, you think?
So, why is he getting suspended?
Well, I'm confused. He didn't get suspended. Well, Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett should be, like, suspended for.
You think years. Miles Garrett said that Mason Rudolph said the N-word? You think? I mean, obviously he was going to say that.
Did he say the N-word?
It'll be hard because there's so much cameras now. So much video evidence, microphones. It'd be hard for him to say it and get away with it.
How is he going to say the N-word when he's getting like strangled by Miles Garrett?
Especially with Mike Pouncey right next to him.
Exactly. I feel like Pouncey would beat up Rudolph. It's just saying.
Yeah. Like Mike Pouncey doesn't care about Mason Rudolph. Maybe Duck Hodges, but not Mason Rudolph.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Mason Rudolph got benched this week too. He's playing that bad. It's not a good week for Mason Rudolph.
The Steelers still won, I think, though.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what?
Are the Steelers in the playoff hunt?
Yeah, I told you this.
Pretty sure they still won, yeah.
I told you that. You got to watch out for the Steelers this year.
No, that's just ridiculous.
You got to watch out. They're a good
defense. That's just that is a ridiculous statement. So.
Pittsburgh
I will not stand by that. I will not stand by what you're saying.
They would versus in the first round. Or no, they wouldn't.
Actually. I would love that. I would love that.
They went. You have the bye.
I would love to see this first round. Nothing would make me more happy. Yeah.
It's just funny.
Speaking of teams, I don't think the Ravens will ever lose another game.
Oh, the Ravens! I saw as one Coley Mick once said. We're just going to quote everything mixtape said. Mixtape has tweeted.
Coley Mick said, "That's the only podcast we copy."
Uh huh. Mixtape tweeted said Coley Mick saying, "I really hope it's snowing that one day in January because I don't see you guys beating this team."
No, there's no chance.
This team is fucking amazing to watch.
Like, no, like, it's legit. We actually have to pray for snow for them. Yeah. Like, what Lamar Jackson is doing is almost insane.
You better
hope. He's the MVP. If Russell wins MVP, it's just ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And he didn't have that good of a game, I think, against this week. But, yeah.
That's not even.
You better hope. You better hope. What's his name? Bill Belichick finna be flexing in those shorts when it's snowing.
I think Belichick is like, at this point, he's like, he wouldn't even know what to do.
No, I don't think anyone knows how to stop this offense. And give credit to Mark Ingram too. Mark Ingram's a beast.
Mark Ingram's been playing well. That just shows how the Saints really did not use him at all.
No, they
as
did.
Well as they should have.
Yeah, they
said Alvin Kamara. As well as you should have.
They said Alvin Kamara.
How's Kamara even doing this year?
I think he's doing good. It's that they have a problem, though, because Drew Brees,
Dude, Bridgewater deserves a shot somewhere.
He really should, because they almost lost against the Panthers.
I think I said this, like, right when he started. I said this, like, 1,000 weeks ago.
He does have the big dick.
Exactly! Giant horse penis. Bridgewater deserves to be playing, starting somewhere. Mm-hmm. He shouldn't have lost his spot in the Vikings as the Vikings quarterback.
Yeah. They really replaced him for freaking Kirk Cousins. That's crazy.
They replaced him with Case Keenum.
Well, Case Keenum had that good. The only reason he was starting was because Sam Bradford got hurt and Teddy Bridgewater was still hurt. So they started using Case Keenum. Case Keenum was going off and history was history.
So dumb.
Case Keenum did get him to the NFC Championship. So I mean, it's not like
Bridgewater is a good quarterback, and
when you have a schlong like that, you have all the confidence in the world.
Dude, do whatever the fuck you want with that thing. Mm-hmm. No homo. Socks are. You see the picture of Serge Ibaka?
Bro, I can just see Serge Ibaka having a hammer.
Dude, Serge has the hammer.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
I don't want to see it now.
I want to see if there's a picture.
Okay, well,
because there's a picture.
The proof. I want to get to the next thing. The proof of the fact that the Bengals are the best 0-11 team in football. They lost 16-10 this week against the Steelers. So, shows you how good of a team they are.
They lost what?
They lost 16-10 against the Steelers this week. They're competing every week.
But they're 0-11.
Yeah, I know, but they're the best 0-11 team ever.
They're 0-11. Wait. Sorry, I'm trying to find this picture.
Like, this Bengals team would beat the Browns and the Lions.
I can't find the damn picture.
Oh, my God. Did you see that they're benching Ryan Finney for what's his name?
Say what?
They're benching Ryan Finney for what's his name? Andy Dalton.
Really?
Yeah, Andy Dalton's coming back, baby.
Yeah, the red rifle, red rocket rifle guy.
So it makes no sense how they're tanking. They're going to bench their young quarterback for Andy Dalton.
What a great idea.
I'm gonna be so mad if someone picks Chase Young. It's like if because the Giants have a chance to get Chase Young, and if they don't get him, I'd be pretty mad.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Never mind, I lost it.
Okay. Gronk needs to stop.
What does he gotta stop?
He's gotta stop making these stupid announcements. Like he's like, oh, I'm gonna make an announcement tomorrow. What's it gonna be? But he's already done two of them.
Why would he stop?
Well, we as a people, he can keep doing it, but we as a people know he's not going to come back, so he can't be using this anymore.
But you don't. Everyone keeps falling for it.
But not anymore. I'm not going to fall for it because last time it was about the last time it was about the weed stuff.
CBD.
Yeah, and then this week is about the the party in Miami Beach.
So, yeah. You're not going to fall for it, but every other person's going to fall for
it. It's a shame. All right. I think this would leave us off. So we're gonna get into the episode. It's gonna be called Black Stone. So this is Black Stone Season 1, Episode 1, Part 1. So we'll be right back.
Take it away. The world's in disarray. Civilizations falling to evil powers known as the Dark Order. No one knows who is in control of the Dark Order. But it is the reason for the fall of the civilization. Legend says that there is a gem that only the chosen one can find. A mysterious man known as the Prophet knows the person who could find the chosen one to end the Dark Order. But he needs help. It is a dark, gloomy night. In the city, the Prophet has found his target.
After a hard day of fighting crime, kicking ass, and being Batman, I'm so happy to finally be home in the Wayne Manor.
Hey, sir, it's me, Alfred. You're not in the suit anymore, so you don't have to speak like that.
I don't pay you to criticize me, Alfred. Stop talking like that.
Well, sir, I'm Alfred from Queen, the songwriter of Bohemian Rhapsody and all your favorite Queen songs. And your favorite movie.
Batman turns around and sees a dart in Alfred's neck. Batman looks up and sees a mysterious figure standing over him.
Yo, Batman, I finally found you.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm Bruce Wayne.
Not now, Batman. I mean, the world needs you. They need your help more than ever. Yo, man, ever since the Dark Order took over the world, like, we've been looking for this special stone called the Black Stone forever now. Like, it's a thing that can put the end to the Dark Order's tyranny, bro. You must find this man, as only he knows the true power of the Black Stone.
Well, sorry, mistake. Sorry for your mistake, but I'm Bruce Wayne. But you're in luck. I do know Batman personally, and I'll let him know all about your idea. What should I tell him?
Dude, you're really honestly just wasting our time with this shit right now. Like, I need Batman. Only one man knows that the Black Stone's in existence, but he's hiding. We know he is hiding in a cave in Omaha, Nebraska. But he has a heavy protection. It won't be easy to get him, bro. Like, honestly, like, I mean, Batman, this is the job for you, man.
I'll let him know just two things before you leave. Is Alfred going to be all right? And who are you?
Dude, you still have eyeliner on. I know you're Batman. You took your suit off in front of me. Alfred will be fine. It was just a tranquilizer dart. Yo, and for me, dude, like, I'm your wife's boyfriend, bro.
Back. That was a journey, wasn't it, man?
What an episode. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Tears. I wonder what's gonna happen in part
two. Dude, I was so excited.
I know. That was part two, Mel. I'm gonna have to cut that part out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, part one was Mysterious Figure.
We have this much more left in the show? How much left is in the show?
Mel, we have a lot of topics to go through.
God damn it. I'm really getting my steps in. I'm just walking in a circle at this point.
All right. Who's Magic Johnson? He's back. So you already saw the tweet, but we'll go through it. We'll go through it. So Magic Johnson tweeted out, my top 16 MVP candidates in order. All right. So number one, LeBron James.
Wait. Mind you, the NBA season has been what? 1 month?
1 month.
Okay.
So this is Urban Magic Johnson for top 16 MVP candidates in order. One, okay. LeBron James.
Okay.
Makes sense. LeBron's having a really good season. Mm-hmm. Number two, 2A, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and 2B, Luka Doncic.
Okay.
Nothing. No complaints so far?
That's not bad.
Okay, number three, James Harden. Ooh. Okay, I mean, maybe. Number four, though, possibly. Kawhi Leonard?
Could be.
Kawhi Leonard, four?
Hey,
I guess he missed too many games.
Why not?
Oh, okay. Number five, Anthony Davis. You think?
All right.
You got to think about it. Is Anthony Davis going to split votes with LeBron James now?
Is Anthony Davis having a moment right now?
Number six, Nikola Jokic. Ooh.
Ooh.
The big man from Nuggets. Number six.
Serbia.
Number seven, Joel Embiid. Oh, wow. You think Joel Embiid's number seven?
No.
Ooh.
I mean, I think Carl Anthony Towns is better than him, but okay.
Number eight, Jason Tatum. Maybe?
Jaylen Brown's better than him.
Ooh, hot take. Number nine, Pascal Siakam.
I can see that.
Yeah, I can see it. I would say he's higher. I would say maybe around the 6-7 range, not 9.
Yeah.
That would be my opinion.
I don't think Joel Embiid should be up there that much.
Number 10, this is a hot take. Donovan Mitchell. I would say Donovan Mitchell maybe a little
lower. I don't even think Donovan Mitchell's even had that good of a season.
Ooh. I don't know if you've been watching any basketball this season.
I haven't been watching any basketball. I saw him cross up Covington, and I just don't like him anymore.
Okay. Number 11, Ben Simmons. Now you got to ask the question. Is Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid going to split the MVP votes?
Now, ask this question. If he doesn't hit that three, does he get this vote by Magic?
That's true. Maybe he's like in the 14 range. All right, number 12, Kyrie Irving. That's a hot take. Kyrie Irving's missed a couple games, and when he plays, his team is not very good.
That's a hot take. The Nets are a bad team.
Mm-hmm. No, the Nets are a good team when he's not playing.
I mean, oh, so you're saying that Kyrie Irving ruins team chemistry?
Yeah. Number 13, Damian Lillard.
Who would have seen that coming?
Yeah. Number 13, Damian Lillard. I think Mel maybe should be number 13 and take Damian Lillard off the list. That's just me, though.
I agree with it. Stay Mel O zero.
It's double O zero.
Okay,
my bad. Carly Towns, number 14. Obviously, you think he should be higher.
Should be higher. Or lower.
No, higher.
Is it higher?
No, yeah. Lower would be like 16.
Would it be low? But technically, lower would be.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to have the higher votes?
Yeah.
Number 15, hot take, Bradley Beal. I'm mad about this because as a Suns fan, Devin Booker 16. That just makes me disgusted. I think Devin Booker should be top 10, in my opinion.
How are the Suns doing?
They have a positive record.
Aren't they the A seed?
I don't know. That doesn't matter, though. The only problem is Aaron Baines has been injured, so obviously they're going to be that good. Do you follow Aaron Baines' fan account?
No.
It's pretty funny for your account. It's like these Celtics fans who made like an Aaron Baines fan account after he got traded to the Suns.
Big Dick Baines?
No, it's called Aaron Baines. I'll find it.
What's his nickname? Big Dick Baines.
Yeah. Aaron. So it's called Suns Official Aaron Baines Fan Club.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a pretty funny Twitter account. It just makes fun. It just like talks about Aaron Baines a lot. It's funny. The Suns are 8-8 right now. But Aaron Baines has been
not
injured.
Not bad.
So.
500.
Aaron Baines has been injured, though.
And is Aiden still out?
What?
Aiden still out?
What?
DeAndre Aiden. Is he still out?
Oh, yeah, DeAndre Aiden's still out. That's true. But Aaron Baines is more better player than DeAndre Aiden, so.
Hot take.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm just saying, Magic Johnson. I would say Kyrie Irving maybe should be higher than Ben Simmons, though. Or no, it should be lower than Ben. It should be lower.
Yeah, I don't think. Yeah,
I think Ben Sherman should be around the 7-8 range though.
And maybe, maybe put Kawhi 2-3 range. Maybe put him as 2C. I would say I like 2C for Kawhi.
I think Cat deserves to be up higher.
Okay, makes sense. You know, just a little, MVP talk for Magic Johnson.
Nice to see him talk about something.
Yeah.
I wonder how his gay son is doing.
I'm going to have to cut that. James Wiseman. So, James Wiseman.
I mean, it's true. He has a gay son.
Okay. James Wiseman. He got
his son is gay.
Oh, my God, Liam.
He has AIDS, I heard.
No, his son's, his kids don't have AIDS. That's the whole thing. Their kids don't have AIDS.
I heard he had AIDS.
Are you done? Are you done? So Jane, I'm doing some pump fakes right now.
I see it.
So James Wiseman, boom. So James there Wiseman got fined by the NCAA
because his gay son.
But James Wiseman got fined by the NCAA. I'll kick him in the colon and do the podcast on my own for the rest of the podcast.
Okay, keep going.
James Wiseman got fined $11,000. Well, he has to donate $11,500 to his own, to a charity of his choosing.
Oh, you're talking about that?
Yeah.
Sorry.
So, yeah, NCAA doing NCAA king stuff, telling their unpaid athletes to pay money to charity, and people are mad because they think college athletes don't have any money and they're not getting paid by the school.
Fucking disgusting.
So it's like a cycle. NCAA does something stupid. They fine their and then people outraged about players not getting paid. Players are still getting paid. NCAA does something stupid. It's like a cycle. It just keeps going round and round.
No, fuck the NCAA.
Whoa, you work for the NCAA, bud.
I do. I can get. Where's my money? I haven't got paid a dime. I think you are
doing hardcore drugs and getting away with it. So,
I think I have a concussion, and I haven't gotten tested.
Yeah, you do kind of sound pretty stupider every day.
I do. My brain. The season just ended. I want my money.
Credits me for not saying the hard R word.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. You can go for a slight T word.
That's true. Nah.
You know, no, credit for you. You can do it.
Just give me credit. But yeah.
Low hanging fruit.
I just love how people complain about how James Wiseman is going to find, how James Wiseman has to pay this fine.
So is he not allowed to go to Memphis?
No, he's like suspended, I think, 11 games.
Oh, wait, really?
Yeah.
From what I heard, I thought it was like he was out for like the
whole entire year. No, they kicked him out, and they reinstated him, and then they suspended him, and they said that they paid a fine.
And it's always because
Penny Hardaway when he just retired from the NBA, he paid James Wiseman to go to Tennessee, to go to the state of Tennessee and play AAU hoops.
Wow, what an asshole.
Mm-hmm. He paid his family, moved his family, got them into a better life.
Wow, what an actual dickhead.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck you, Penny Hardaway.
Yeah. But the question is, if James Wiseman pays this money, where is he getting the money from? Does NCAA have to do another what's it called? They have to like look into Wiseman again? Because he's paying a shit ton of money?
Like you said, it's a cycle. Mm-hmm. It's just going to keep going round and round.
Yep.
They're going to tell him to pay more money.
That's true. And then what's it called? That old Duke player, what's his name? Fuck. He's on ESPN.
Oh,
fuck, what's fucking his name? Fuck.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, well, the old Duke player, I think he was there with JJ Redick, if I'm not mistaken. He played for the Bulls
what's
for a
fucking
couple years.
Name?
He played for the Bulls.
What is his name? I'm looking it up.
Yeah, I'm looking it up too.
Jalen Rose?
No.
You should. You sure it's not Jalen Rose?
It's not Jalen Rose. Fuck.
I'm looking. I'm just going to find his name now.
Oh, sick. I have no internet now.
Where is he? Why are they showing Marv Albert?
Oh, Jalen Rose went to Michigan.
No, not commentators.
Mark Jackson.
ESPN basketball host.
Paul Pierce.
No.
Oh, my God. Come on, phone. I'm on 10%
not
now.
Play, not color. Not studio.
I'm on 10%.
Host? No. You should go to your room and start your... Oh, Jay Williams.
Jay Williams?
Yeah, Jay Williams. Jay Williams tried starting a GoFundMe, but the pay the college fine, but James Wiseman's not allowed to accept money from other people. So if he does that, then they should do a double. They should double the money so he can pay the fine twice.
I'm gonna start a money making business here, and see if the NCAA comes at me.
If we get sponsored by the for the podcast, I wonder what would happen. Remember that one kicker who got kicked out of NCAA because he was making YouTube. He was making money off YouTube.
Well, he did that. No, that's not what happened.
It wasn't?
No, what happened was he was making videos on, like, their field, and he didn't have the, like, permission to make those videos.
Stop it. You're telling me an NCAA athlete's not allowed to do stuff on their own field?
No.
They're not allowed to make videos. Man, I should go to your college, and we should make videos on your field and see what happens.
We can do guy... Cool.
Oh my God, there's a naked woman on my TV screen.
It was like, horny
alert.
Horny alert.
Oh, man, she has horny alert. Alright, fuck it.
You know, like how instead of bro sweet or dude perfect, we can do guy cool?
Guy cool.
Guy cool.
That'd be pretty sick, bro. She usually go to your room and start charging your phone.
How much more topics do we have left?
A lot.
We have a lot?
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more stuff to do.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Christ. All right. My roommate's probably sleeping because he was in bed at 10 o'clock at night when I left.
That's fine. Well, this part really isn't obvious, so I can just talk about it on my own. Survivor Series happened this weekend.
Okay, anything happen?
So, let's go to the NXT side of it. NXT had War Games. War Games is the coolest match ever. You know what War Games is, Mel?
No, sir.
So, War Games is a WCW thing. It's where they had two rings surrounded by a cage.
That's what I was going to say, yeah. I saw the video.
They had some really cool matches. There's a woman's War Game. There's a male War Game. It was very fun to watch. Much better than Survivor Series, obviously. They always do better than the Survivor Series. Than the main thing.
Every week, you just tell me how much better NXT is.
Because it's true. And then Survivor Series. Survivor Series wasn't bad, though. You know Bray Wyatt's new gimmick? The Fiend?
No.
He like wears a mask?
No.
Well, for some reason, they should have all his matches under a red light. And it's the most annoying thing ever.
He kind of do that.
It's like if you're like in those camera printing places.
That's
the space of the match.
I see that.
Yeah, so that's very stupid. It's very annoying to watch.
Wait, is this the fat guy?
Bray Wyatt? I guess he's a little chunky.
He like did that weird crawling thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brock Lesnar versus Rey Mysterio for the U.S. Championship. Rey Mysterio almost won, and that would have been the coolest thing ever. So, Rey Mysterio was a no DQ match.
Rey Mysterio's back?
Yeah. He's been back for like 2 years now. Rey Mysterio's son came out. We went over. Remember Rey Mysterio's son? He's always much taller than him now.
Well, his son is adopted, right?
Yeah, it's Eddie's son. Well, so Rey Mysterio's... It was a no DQ match. Rey Mysterio's son came out and helped him. They hit a double 619 on Brock Lesnar and hit a frog splash on him, and he almost won mail. It would have been the coolest thing ever to see Rey Mysterio win the championship again. And also, it helps that Rey Mysterio got stem cell surgery, so he's just, like, so much better in shape now. It's kind of a cheat code. I guess you're not talking now because you're in a place where people are around you. Yes? No? Maybe so. Well, anyway. NXT won it because they won most of the matches. NXT was involved this year, so it was instead of a 5v5, it was a 5v5v5 elimination matches. So it was very fun. That's all I have for Survivor Series. Mel, you're back. Are you ready to talk again? Well, you know what? We'll just go to part two of Blackstone.
Batman has flown home on the blast girl. His father gave his clothes on what he's hiding in. Has to take your heart easy, thugs. He finally arrives inside the cave.
Nothing easier than taking on a couple thugs. Now where is this man? Who are you? And where will you find us?
Yes, I get to finally say, because of Batman.
I'm looking for a person who can save the fate of humanity.
Hey, first off, no one's allowed to see the person, and you don't even want to know if you had to. And now leave, Batman, or you will face the wrath of T-800. I hear you.
Oh, Batman, the T-800 get along in a battle. T-800 kicks Batman's ass. Batman tried everything in power to stop the robotic man, but it was too much. Get out of nowhere. Batman, his ass.
I go back to your chamber or you'll be next. Hey, what are you doing? You better not do this again.
Boss, not lost.
My vision has gone away in a paradigm.
A safe world, we will.
Back part two of Blackstone. Mal, amazing. I can't believe what Yoda did,
dude. That was Yoda who's busting. That's insane.
Yoda helped Batman in order to retrieve the Black Stone and find that Yoda's the one.
Dude, come on. Some people have to catch up. I mean, what if they're just listening to the end part of this?
That would be crazy. That's not my fault. You're not listening to spoilers. But yeah. Besides, that was a good episode. I would say.
Good episode.
Good job on them. Shorts guy, you heard about the guy in Canada?
The guy who wouldn't wear pants?
He said he wouldn't wear pants until his team won the Grey Cup, the CFL championship. And I think it's the end of an era, if you ask me.
Honestly, this dude one day came out. Huh?
All good things have to come to an end, sadly.
You think he was just using his excuse, not to wear pants?
Oh, 100%. I think he was a little bit of a chunky guy. All fat guys should not like wearing pants. The fact that I wear pants is a fat. I love it. I lost my voice. What I was going to say is the fact that I wear pants as a fat guy is pretty crazy.
What he really should have done was, my bad. If he was really fat, then he should have been giving up a sweatshirt for his whole life until they won. If he was really committed.
No, but fat guys need to wear sweatshirts. Don't be like
that. You need this. Oh, I've been having to wear sweatshirts a lot now. Mm-hmm.
That's just okay. But I have to say, who is more dedicated to their team, Shorts guy, or there's this Bengal fan who said he won't leave his basement, attic. Wait, well, no, he won't stop living on his roof or in his roof. I forget which one it is. He won't stop living in and on his roof until the Bengals win a game.
I feel this is just a guy who doesn't want to leave his mother's house.
Oh, that's just a guy who doesn't want to see his wife.
Oh, he has a wife?
I don't know. That's what I would assume.
There's been... Or his kids. Maybe he hates his kids.
All right, hold on. Well, There is something weird seeing. So I just have USA Network on, and they're just replaying Modern Family. There's something weird seeing young Modern Family going like to like current Modern Family.
I actually know what you mean. It's very odd.
It's very like whoa. What
did I just say? Yeah, because then Ariel Winter becomes like a supermodel halfway through. Crazy. How is that girl Sophia Vergara?
She's still pretty hot.
Yeah, I mean, she's old as shit, but yeah.
She's a MILF.
She has, like, those J-Lo jeans.
Mm-hmm. Horny hours alert.
Dude, you don't even know the half of it at my point right now.
I saw a naked woman. You're talking about Sophia Vergara?
And I have something in my drawers.
Oh, yeah, that's us. Do you want to talk about that?
You can talk about it.
Male got a pocket pussy before me, and I'm just mad.
I think you're just jealous.
I'm not jealous. I don't need a pocket pussy, you pussy.
You're very jealous.
If you're not using your hand,
you came at me. You all came at me, but like you're all just jealous.
Oh, I'm 100% jealous.
Danny, we can go to the small dog.
That's fine. Docs, I'm a small dog Dan, so it's all good.
We can go to the mall when I come back, and we'll get you one. You can get one. I don't have money to get you one. I will watch you.
I'm not going to a sex shop and buy a. And we lost Mel. You good?
Did you end the call?
No, you did.
I almost accidentally pressed it.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, I will refuse to go into a sex store and buy a pocket pussy.
It's like, there's nothing to it.
Now, did you buy lube with it?
No, it's water activated, so I'm fine with it.
Ooh.
Yeah. He has a whole cleaning process to it.
Let me watch what I say. You're kind of bringing me on to it. How about that?
Dude, like, the only annoying part is cleaning it, but, like, okay. That's always an annoying part.
Well, if you just don't clean it, then there's no problem.
I mean, maybe I shouldn't.
Exactly.
You want to use it?
Yeah, that's what happened in Blue Mountain State. I think they all got an STD, so I think I'm good.
But they still won. But they kept winning.
That's true.
Dude, if you use it, it will change your life.
Yeah, but I don't want to be that guy.
What do you mean? You're already that guy.
No, I'm not that guy yet.
You're like almost that guy.
Yeah, but I'm not going. I don't want to become that guy.
You can. Join me.
The only problem is, as I share a credit, I swear my debit card account with my family, and I do not want them seeing what I buy.
Holy shit, I think I bought mine with a card. I'm on my dad's account.
How come you didn't get Riley Reed's asshole?
Dude, they had, what's her name? Fuck.
Lana Rhodes?
No, Ivy.
I don't know who that is.
What's her name? Is it? Wait.
Alright, Mel has to go on Pornhub and look up the name.
Is that it? Yeah, Madison Ivy.
All right. So you got a molded one?
That's what it was. No, that's not the one I got. I got a generic one. Okay. Those were like $30. But yeah, there was a man's asshole.
What's the difference between $20 and $30?
I had $20.
Okay.
There was a man's asshole too.
Can you link that one real quick? Oh, let's go. I spoke to one of the founding members of Jodel the other day.
Mm-hmm.
He said the opposite of your claim.
What are you talking about?
That I am more juicier when I'm in one state of mind than the other.
Really? So he thinks you're more juicy on the other side?
Uh-huh. What I said was true.
I'm telling you, I think I was just paranoid.
I think you were.
I mean, that's how I get.
Wait, why are you paranoid?
I don't know. I just get like that every single time.
Yeah. You're gay.
Speaking of
what? Oh yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday?
Wednesday. I got out of school at 12. I'll be home by 1:30.
Yeah, I have no life back home, so I can do it.
Well, I thought you were gonna do the one thing.
Oh, it's not gonna happen. I know it's not gonna happen.
Yeah, man, I can try.
I think I've given up on that. I think I've given up on all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah.
Even all the close ones ever you always like say you liked?
Dude, there's only one person for me, and its name is Bertha.
I'm standing right here.
Danny, this thing does things that you could never.
Where do you hide it? Like, does Robert know about? Oh my God, you're so stupid. All right, no, you're so stupid.
I don't know what I keep pressing.
You keep pressing the stop, like end call button, sir.
I think I keep sliding it.
Yeah. Well, I was gonna say, does your roommate know about your pocket pussy? He's did it again. He did it again.
I didn't.
Sir?
I didn't even touch my phone that time.
Sir?
No, I'm turning my phone off. I'm leaving it off.
Okay.
Can you hear my question? Yeah, no, yeah.
So he does know about it?
Yeah, no, I pulled it out.
Bro.
I walk around with it.
You don't want Robin to take it. You don't want your roommate taking it.
Dude, I thought you did once.
What? You did it when he was in the room with you?
No.
Okay, good. Well, you're a pussy then. If you're not locking eyes with him while you're talking it out... Are you really a man? No comment?
Phone.
Oh, you thought... Okay. Really? Where are you hiding? Like, your jar or something on your bed?
No, I used to not, but then, like, I came back one day, and it was moved, and I was like...
Ooh. I wouldn't even use that thing anymore, then.
No, I forgot I moved it. But,
man, how about this? I'll give you the money, but you have to buy it for me.
I'll definitely do it. I don't care. I have no shame.
Okay.
I mean, I'd go to my friends when they're in the shower and just put it in and speak with it.
Excuse me?
My friend was taking a shower and I took it out of its casing and I was like squeezing it. I was saying hello.
I think I had to put it in a drawer. Yeah, I think I would have to put it in a drawer under some clothes.
That's where I put it.
All right. That's all for Pocket Pussy Talk. Mel, I am so jealous of you, but I would never go for buy one. That's the only thing.
No, give me the money. I'm buying one for you.
All right.
I know what to get you for Christmas.
With my own money. Black Friday.
They'll definitely have a sale.
Oh, 100%. But I want, okay, like, the premium. I want the Lawn Road asshole.
Dude, I wanted the Asakura asshole.
I want the full body set.
I looked it up, though. It's, like, thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Is there a problem?
Dude, we can all put money in. All
right, I call the mouth.
All right, I'll take the hole.
All right, Joey, we get the vagoon.
Billy gets the ears.
Yo, you think Billy's not part of Jodell? Come on.
Oh, yeah, true.
Tim Tebow. So we're going from hell to God.
Holy shit! We're only on Tim Tebow now.
That's he can end up again.
Did I turn? I turned it off.
Yeah. Yun?
Dude, I have no clue what is happening right now.
Alright, well, I'll just transition again. Tim Tebow, we're going from hell to heaven.
Yep, wait, no, other way around. What?
What?
No. He's going to hell now.
Us, pocket pussies, Jesus Christ.
Oh, okay.
So, Tim Tebow, I love Tim Tebow, one of my favorite players of all time. He's an asshole. for what he did on Twitter and Instagram this week, posting pictures and videos of his dog dying. All those sad videos. I refuse to watch those videos.
Well, honestly, an awful. Like, why would you ever do that?
It's fucked up.
Like, one of the saddest things in the world. Post a picture about it.
Like, say, oh, I lost one of my best friends today.
That's yeah. You don't post a video of it dying. Like,
dying in the freaking emergency room before it gets put down. Oh, my God. That's so sad.
What a disgusting whore.
All right. Thanksgiving power rankings. So,
I'm pretty sure. We've probably.
Yeah, 100% we've done this before. Liam, every time you hang up, you make a noise. So stop whatever noise you keep doing.
I just can't touch my phone anymore.
All right, don't touch it.
I guess that's... I was moving because I was moving.
All right, well, we're back again for the 7,000th time. Thanksgiving power rankings. You say anything?
Truth.
All right, there we go. So you said before you left, we definitely done it before. That's what I was hoping you would
but
say.
But who cares?
Again. But yeah, who cares? That was like episode like 3 maybe. So we're going to redo it again. And it's going to be a draft. We're going to draft our top 5 so you can't repeat. And I want to go first. Okay. I'm going to choose to go first.
You do it.
All right, my first pick. Sweet potatoes.
It's a good pick.
It's nothing
I can say about it. It's a good pick.
Yep. I think it's the guaranteed first pick. I don't think you can get anything else than that.
Am I going or are you just going to go for it?
It's a draft.
So I can't pick sweet potatoes anymore. Nope. mac and cheese.
Wow, you have mac and cheese on Thanksgiving?
Dude, mac and cheese. I don't even care. Velveeta mac and cheese. Ugh.
I'll say this. I don't think I've ever had mac and cheese on Thanksgiving. I don't think it's a Thanksgiving meal normal food either, but if you want to go mac and cheese, I'll let you go mac and cheese.
You took sweet potatoes. I was like, that's a number one.
Mm-hmm. All right, my number two pick? Mashed potatoes.
Nope.
Yep. I love me some good mashed potatoes. Will you put
don't agree. Plate? I don't agree.
I love a good mashed potatoes. All right. What's your number two? Especially when there's not... Especially if you get the mashed potatoes right. Oof. A little salt and pepper in there.
I don't like it if you put sour cream on it.
I don't like sour cream, so that's just disgusting.
When you're just not American.
What's your number two pick?
Another questionable pick? Ham.
Ham's not... No, I'm going to refuse this pick. You cannot pick ham.
Why not?
Ham's not a Thanksgiving Day meal.
But I have it on Thanksgiving.
I will... Liam, I'm sorry, but I'm not going to allow ham as a pick.
All right, stuffing.
All right. I'm sorry, Liam. Male. I just, like, ham isn't Thanksgiving. When you think of Thanksgiving, you think of turkey, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, stuffing, stuff like that. Not, oh my God, I'm going to kill you. I am going to fucking kill Liam because he just keeps hanging up. Stop talking to your phone, you fucking idiot. You got to stop. You really got to stop.
I moved it 1 inch.
So stop touching it. Just look. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So you pick stuffing or you're not going to pick. I hate stuffing.
Once again, just not American.
I just fucking hate stuffing so much. All right, my number three pick. I'm going to say it. This one might be controversial. If you can decide if it's not allowed, I'm going to go gravy.
No. That's not a meal.
Well, I would say it adds to the meal.
No.
All right, I want to choose my pick to mashed potatoes and gravy.
I mean, that's just adding on to your second pick. You can't pick gravy as a meal. Gravy is a condiment. Right, you fat fuck. Unless you're drinking it.
You pick desserts?
Yeah. No desserts. Yeah, you asshole. If you're going that then I'm going pecan.
Ooh.
Mm.
I don't like pecan pie. I can't say if I ever...
Oh my God.
Try it. Number four. Let's see. Let me look at some foods.
I already got my four.
Wow. I looked up meals for Thanksgiving. It says perfect gravy.
Doesn't count. It's not a meal.
The same. Let's see. Can't find anything. You know what? I have this every Thanksgiving. I don't know if it, it's just if my family. Banana pie.
Like banana pudding?
No, just banana pie. It's like it's, I guess it's banana pudding, but I love me some banana pie.
Banana pie, what it sounds like, it sounds good.
It sounds, it's really good. It's just banana pudding with whipped cream and crust around it.
Yeah, I got to come over to the Mirror's house with some banana pie.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. I'm trying to think of, I can't think of a New York accent. Jesus Christ. Hey, forget about it. My mother, I can't do a New York accent right now. I'm just so lost.
What do you mean? Just say motherfucker.
Hey. You motherfucker.
That's like Marty Mush right now. You're having a mush.
I'm trying to think of Rappaport, but I can't think of Rappaport's voice right now. I haven't heard him forever.
My number four? My number four?
Michael Rappaport. It's me, Rappaport. I can't think of his voice. I can't think of a new... I'm lost right now.
My number four? Pillsbury Doughboy Rolls.
Shit, I should forgot about that. You know, if you go rolls, can I go biscuit?
That's why I meant biscuits. They're the same thing.
Okay.
There's not. I mean, my number two is like on the same. Is like the same thing. Mm-hmm. But
no, that's fine. All right, my last pick. We're on the last pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, my last pick. I can't think of anything right now. Can you give me some options? I can't think of anything right now for my fifth pick.
Corn casserole?
No. Can I go cornbread?
Corn? That's a good one. That's a good one.
I'm going cornbread. I love me some good cornbread. Especially out of the oven.
A little butter on that?
All right.
What's my number pick? Number five? It is a... eat this every single morning on every single Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Cinnamon rolls.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Uh-huh,
I don't know if that would count as a Thanksgiving meal, but nothing better. If you have it, if that's tradition in your house. That's a good
tradition. Just like the banana pies. Tradition yours.
Can I go 4A, 4B? Banana cream pie, chocolate cream pie.
I can get down with a chocolate cream pie.
Man, my mom puts little Hershey pieces on top too with the whipped cream.
Ooh.
And for the banana, she puts the pieces of banana on it.
Mrs. Meir, calm down. Mm-hmm. Have mercy.
Mel, I want to thank you for your service and not picking turkey as any of your options.
Dude, turkey is trash.
Oh my god, I will suck your dick right now.
Dude, it's so bad. I hate
turkey so much.
Like, I only have it on my plate because it's Thanksgiving. Because
it's Thanksgiving, it's the only thing that's available.
Yeah,
like, I never have turkey for Thanksgiving, but every time on Christmas we have turkey and ham, I always go for ham.
It's always ham. Ham is the way better option. Mm-hmm. But, oh, wait. You know what? I mean, turkey with cranberry isn't terrible.
I don't like cranberry.
Cranberry? Actually, I'm going to take rolls off. And I'm going to put canned cranberry.
Right. That was a good power ranking. I'm just having really good turkey.
Yeah, we're on the same wavelength. Turkey's trash.
Mm-hmm.
Now, turkey on a sandwich is different.
That's true. 100%. Yes, 100%.
I'll eat turkey sandwich
is amazing.
Yeah, but I will not eating it raw. Like, not raw, but eating it straight up. I will not eat that.
No, exactly. Good one. That was, Mel, I'm so happy with this right now.
I think this is the most we've ever really agreed.
Hey, Mel, viral meme. Did we just become best friends?
Another verbal meme. Arnold's hand and other black dude's hand clasping.
I have a question. I guess it's a little too late for now. I just thought about this. Should we talk about Mandalorian? I want to talk about Baby Yo. I just want to talk about Baby Yo.
Talk about him because I'm not caught up yet.
You haven't watched episode 3 yet?
No, Disney Plus hasn't worked here.
That's right. You said that. Well, episode 3 is really good. I would say it's probably the second best. The first episode was the best, but I love Baby
Yo. No, the second episode was so good.
Baby Yo is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Oh my god, he's so cute.
And every time he like has like some sort of expression, all I can think of is bro.
Dude, I still don't understand like what he has to do with anything, but like it's awesome.
He's force sensitive, that's why.
What does that even mean?
So I don't want to try not to spoil this, but as best as I can, but it could be that he is a clone of Yoda.
Oh.
And that Palpatine took DNA from Yoda without him knowing.
Take my DNA.
That's why they're trying to get him back, I guess. And also, I don't know if it's kind of, okay. So in the beginning of the episode when he hands back Yoda.
Danny, he had to take Yoda's DNA?
And now what do you say?
My bed, you must climb in. There's only one way to get Yoda's DNA. There's one way to get Yoda's DNA.
But what's it called? In episode 3, there's a logo on that scientist that works for the Empire that's similar to the cloning in Clone Wars. The logo Wars. Yeah.
I've heard that theory.
So that's why they're saying it could be that. But also, I want to bring this up. Is Jon Favreau one of the best directors out there?
No.
No.
Why would he be?
Jon Favreau's made some bangers.
He's also made some shit.
Like what?
Iron Man 2, Iron Man 3.
Iron Man 2, I watched it. It wasn't the worst. I haven't seen Iron Man 3 yet, though. I don't think he did Iron Man 3.
Yeah, I think he did.
No, I don't think he did. I think they got someone else for Iron Man 3. Because I remember looking at it. Well, this.
Jungle Book was pretty bad.
Yeah, but he did Chef.
I've never seen Chef.
Chef is such a good movie. Watch Chef. It makes you hungry, though. That's one of the problems.
What's it about?
It's about a guy who was like a 5-star chef, but then he gets like fired, so he makes like a food truck. It's very good. But yeah, he directed that. He directed Lion King, which I guess it wasn't the best.
I heard it wasn't very good.
He's writer for Star Wars. He did Iron Man and Iron Man 2. He did Elf.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. So he's not all right, so I wouldn't say he won the best, but he's a good director.
He's a good director, yeah, he's solid.
Mm-hmm. But yeah. I like Jon Favreau. He's also a very good actor as well.
He's also fat, which is cute.
All right. I have some thoughts this week. Bring back weekly thoughts.
Hit him with a thought.
Fuck Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
So you saw the new Twitter update?
No.
Do you get Twitter notifications? Like, do you like have notifications for when someone tweets? Stop touching your phone. Stop. You did it. Oh, he did it again. He did it 2 times in a row. Are you good?
I don't know what's happening. I didn't even touch it that time.
All right, well... Well, so there's a new Twitter update, and every time, so I have OCD, and do you have tweet notifications on, like when someone posts a tweet?
Yes.
Have you noticed every time that someone posts a tweet, you see the little notification in the bottom right corner?
No.
If you go on Twitter, like it's like, oh, these people send a notification, and it's a notification every time someone posts a tweet, and I post the number next to it.
Yes.
I hate that so much.
It's been doing that for a while now.
No, it just happened to me like a couple days ago.
Dude, like, it's so annoying. Like,
I had to turn off notifications because I have OCD and I have to click that button because I don't like seeing that number. So I have to click it every time.
Dude, sometimes a number gets stuck too.
Yeah, so I had to stop. I had to turn it off. It was the worst. And my other thought is, this is a whoa thought. Makes you think thought. Whoa. What is the percent?
Whoa, that's weird.
What is the percent of people that you've ever seen in your life that were murdered?
That's a good one.
It's like for me, like I walk around the city every day. How many people do you think I've seen that were murdered in like later life?
Or like, are murderers?
Or murderers? Or rapists? Pedophiles?
Serial killers?
Serial killers? Like it's a murderer.
Foot fetish people.
Well, that's just me. But that's besides the point.
Dude, Dude, you gotta get them feetsies.
Dude, I love it. I love it when those women have like those web toes that are extra webby.
Oh yeah, their toe jam. Put that shit on my toast. Were you coughing because of what I'm saying?
Yep.
Are you serious?
That's disgusting. I think we're gonna end it. I'm gonna end episode 29 before you hang up again.
Love the crust of the foot.
Alright, we'll see you guys next week.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life, this is basic thuganomics. This is basic thuganomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life. This is basic thuganomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me.
Whether fighting or spitting, my discipline is unforgiving. Got you backing up in a defensive position. An ass-kicking anthem, heavyweight or bantam. Holding camps for ransom, the microphone phantom. Teams hit the floor, it's the new fight joint. Like a broken needle, kid, you missing a point. We dominate your conference with offense, that's no nonsense. My theme song hits, get your reinforcements. We strike quick with hard kicks, ducking ice sticks, bare knuckle mitts through fight pits. Beat you lifeless, never survive this. Get forgot like all timers. Two-faced rappers walk away with four shiners. The raw rhymer, turning legends to old timers. My incisors like a viper biting through your one-liners. New Dead Man Inc., and we about to make you famous. Taking over Earth and still kicking in Uranus.